The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Patricia for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next hour, I will be reading to you from Time Magazine. Today's program is underwritten by G. Suggs Insurance. Please contact G. Suggs Insurance, your local independent agency, for trusted advice on home, auto, business, and life insurance. For more information, please visit gsuggsinsurance.com or call 919-875-8889. That is GSUGGSinsurance.com. Today's edition of Time Magazine is dated April 28, 2025. As usual, the front cover is bordered in red with a narrow white inner border. The background of the front cover is in a mauve or pale lavender tone. Time 100 is in capital block lettering and numerals, and that is white superimposed upon that mauve to lavender background. The world's most influential people, Demis Hassabis, that's D-E-M-I-S space H-A-S-S-A-B-I-S plus 99 more. Apparently this is Demis Hassabis on the front cover. It's a male wearing dark blue pants, jacket, shirt, and shoes. He's leaning against a black stool. He has very closely shorn hair that is black with a receding hairline. He has some very short facial hair, neatly cropped in black and gray. He has dark eyes looking at the camera, and he's wearing glasses that are blue framed. This entire edition is Time's idea of the world's most influential people. I will read them more or less randomly. There are different categories, icons, artists, leaders, pioneers, titans, and innovators. I think that's everyone, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 categories. So I will choose a few from each category, actually just randomly, because I've never heard of some of these people. Anthony D. Romero, this is in the T100, I guess Time 100, icons. Defending Civil Rights by Darren Walker. Walker is president of the Ford Foundation. Among the giants of America's civil liberties tradition, from Thomas Jefferson to John Stuart Mill, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. to Roger Baldwin, stands Anthony Romero, defender of the U.S. Constitution. In our pluralist democracy, the work of advancing the values they embodied and enlarged remains our highest calling. With courage and conviction, Anthony has answered it. Today we are reminded anew of an old idea's enduring power. As Jefferson phrased it in his inaugural address, "Error of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it." As executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, which defends our constitutional rights through litigation and advocacy, Anthony has devoted his life to protecting these twin ideals, sometimes in tension, that precede all the others at the most basic level, our grand, complicated experiment in self-government depends on tolerance for each other and for perspectives with which we disagree, even vehemently. But it also depends on reason and truth, and on proud patriots like Anthony, who defend and demand freedom for all. Yoshiki, Y-O-S-H-I-K-I, Maestro, by Nicole Scherzinger, who is a Grammy-nominated musical artist and actor. Yoshiki is an absolute force, an artist whose brilliance has transcended borders and genre throughout his 40-plus year career. Our collaboration in 2002 on I'll Be Your Love was one of my earliest moments in music, and even then I could feel the magnitude of his vision. He does not just play music. He channels emotion through every note, whether he's behind a piano or a drum kit. In recent years, Yoshiki has continued to break boundaries, not just as a musician, but also as a cultural ambassador. From his classical world tour and his directorial debut, to becoming the first Japanese artist to have his hand and footprints memorialized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, his influence resonates across the globe. Yoshiki's artistry is matched only by his heart. His philanthropic efforts through his foundation have made him a timeless inspiration. He donated $500,000 to support victims of the Los Angeles wildfires earlier this year, benefiting 7 organizations. He is a legend and a true original, and I feel blessed to call him my friend. Hiroyuki Sanada, Scene Stealer, by Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan. Joy and Nolan are Emmy-nominated screenwriters and producers. Respect on a Hollywood set is often measured in silence. You've never been on a quieter set than one with Hiroyuki Sanada. Sanada is a legend, an actor cut from almost mythic material. He honed that coiled power and grace with a murderer's row of mentors, from Sonny Chiba and Jackie Chan to Michelle Yeoh. If you want to be reminded of your own inadequacies, watch Hero earn an MBA while singing in iambic and doing a flying handspring on stage in King Lear with the Royal Shakespeare Company. With unerring politeness, like a gentleman thief, he steals scenes from the likes of Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves. With Shogun, he stole a whole damn show. All of this is belied by the quiet pleasure of working with Hero. When he is on set, everyone works with a little more reverence. You think you're hiring an actor, but you're actually summoning a force of nature. Angeline Murimirwa, Murimirwa, Educating Millions, by Malala Yousafzai. Yousafzai is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate and founder of the Malala Fund. Growing up in rural Zimbabwe in the 1990s, Angeline Murimirwa was a star student, but her family could not afford to continue her education. Around the same time, an organization called CAMFED, Campaign for Female Education, started offering scholarships covering both tuition and housing to a few hundred girls across the country, including Angeline. At school, Angeline often sat down for meals, worrying guiltily whether her family had eaten that day. Today, Angeline is CEO of CAMFED, helping millions of girls go to school in Ghana, Malawi, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Just like her, these young women may also be tomorrow's leaders. Educating girls is the foundation of healthy and strong societies, but in many places the barriers to attending school are mounting, depriving girls of the resources to choose their own futures. Few people are fighting to solve this crisis as tenaciously and effectively as Angeline. One reason among many that her work won her the prestigious 2024 Africa Education Medal. Girls' education leads to healthier, more prosperous communities. How do we end poverty, mitigate climate change, tackle so many of our world's biggest problems? As Angeline says, the closest thing we have to a silver bullet is to educate a girl. David Muir, M-U-I-R, Steadfast Anchor, by Diane Sawyer. Sawyer's a journalist and former anchor of World News. At 6:28 p.m. in New York City, a man lopes up two flights of stairs, speeds down the hall, and slides into the anchor chair. At 6:30 p.m., the camera goes live. David Muir anchors the nation's most watched television news program, ABC World News Tonight. Every night, more than 8 million Americans trust him to make sense of the day. Like Peter Jennings before him, David is authoritative and dynamic. The first out the door to the story. Iraq's hunt for ISIS, hurricanes, fires. He traveled days to hold the hands of starving children in Madagascar and South Sudan, leading to millions of dollars in donations to the World Food Program. I think I know what destiny looks like because I've seen a photo of a serious 13-year-old boy talking his way into an internship at the local TV station. Now he's the anchor, chosen for interviews by popes and presidents. He shows up calm, respectful, and fearless. I am lucky my successor is also the irreverent friend I want to hang out with when the camera shuts down. Though I am also miffed that he's the guy who can leap two flights of stairs, vault into the anchor chair, and never lose focus or his breath. Okay, Raquel Willis, Marching Forward, by Elliot Page. Page is an activist, author, and Oscar and Emmy-nominated actor. Raquel Willis is an author, journalist, and activist whose trailblazing organizing and advocacy efforts in the fight for Black trans lives have reverberated from politics to publishing. For Willis, writing and activism are entwined. Before she was the first trans executive editor for Out magazine or a speaker at the 2017 Women's March, she was a national organizer for the Transgender Law Center. Her 2023 memoir, The Risk It Takes to Bloom, is both a vulnerable personal narrative and a dynamic blueprint for change, interweaving her journey with the history of Black trans liberation. She has since co-founded the Gender Liberation Movement and helped organize the first Gender Liberation March on Washington in September 2024. I believe in my power. I believe in your power. I believe in our power, she told a crowd of 15,000 people in 2020 at a Brooklyn March for Black Trans Lives. Amid unrelenting attacks on transgender rights, Willis reminds us, true liberation is not given, it is fought for. Now we're turning to the artists from the Icons. Mohammad Rasulov, R-A-S-O-U-L-O-F, Revealing Iran, by Christiane Amanpour. Amanpour is a journalist and CNN's chief international anchor. Mohammad Rasulov is a courageous Iranian filmmaker, putting his freedom, safety, and even his life on the line for his craft. His latest film, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, received raves at the Cannes Film Festival and was nominated for an Oscar. Rasulov was in prison for his activism and his art when the idea for the film came to him. It is about the violent crackdown on Iran's Woman Life Freedom movement. The experience of this revolt, he told me, was seeing its effect on the people who worked inside the prison. I had a casual encounter with a senior prison official who seemed to recognize me. He got close to me and told me in secret how embarrassed he was about himself and that he was even thinking about taking his life. Then he told me his family, his children, kept criticizing him and asking him why he collaborates with the system, with this oppression. That admission inspired the film. Rasulov's team inside Iran recorded in secret, while he directed remotely. If that makes him a hero, he credits the bravery and sacrifice of Iran's young people. Nicole Scherzinger wrote an earlier article, you might remember, Scherzinger, Commanding Presence, by Patti LuPone. LuPone is a Tony and Grammy-winning actor and singer. I did not know what to expect from Jamie Lloyd's explosive reimagining of Sunset Boulevard. While my experience with the show may not be totally objective, I feel Mr. Lloyd stripped the musical of its bloat, of its too careful recreation of the film, and in doing so set a theatrical pace that was exhilarating. Then there was Nicole Scherzinger, courageous, audacious, mesmerizing, elegantly beautiful, ultimately heartbreaking. Her mad scene alone is worth the price of admission. I left the theater energized, and it has made all the more stunning by watching her transition from a pop singer to a bona fide Broadway star. All audiences want is to be assured the actors on stage are in command. From Nicole's first entrance, I sat back in my seat and happily gave her my complete and undivided attention. I was riveted. Brava, diva. Yoshitomo Nara, that's N-A-R-A, Exuberant Creative, by Stella McCartney. McCartney is a fashion designer. I recently had a drink with Yoshitomo Nara in Tokyo and left feeling so full of gratitude. It is such a precious gift to know this fine gentleman and the art he has given us. His work is not only childlike, innocent, and direct, it also carries messages that we need to hear, presented in a way we can digest with humor and clarity. Nara is an artist who is truly in the moment, in the spirit. He is alive. When you look at his art, you see and feel him, his love of rock and roll, how he views the world through the eyes of a child who does not understand why we have war and not peace, why we have killed nature instead of living in harmony with her. He is a pure jewel. I feel privileged to know him and am so proud he is getting global recognition because I cannot think of anyone more deserving. After spending time with Nara, I feel full of his energy and full of excitement to get to know him more as the years unfold. Annabelle Seldorf, S-E-L-L-D-O-R-F, Deft Architect, by Annie Leibovitz, who is a photographer. Last summer, when Annabelle Seldorf was in the final stretch of her transformative expansion of the Frick collection, I photographed her on the remote island in Maine where she has a small house. Annabelle's known for reimagining monumental architecture, most recently the Frick, opening in April, and the Sainsbury wing of London's National Gallery, which opens in May. As we walked along the rocky shore, she was preoccupied with the sky, with the color of the clouds. She was thinking about how to paint the ceiling of the Frick's new auditorium. Annabelle's mission is to make art accessible to the widest range of visitors possible. The spaces she creates are meant to accommodate large numbers of people, but they are not overpowering. They are sensitively and deftly restrained. The entrance to the Frick is no longer hard to find. Everyone can walk in through the same front door. Visitors can explore the museum at their own pace. "I get lost and feel the better for it," she says, "and the DNA of the beautiful rooms is intact." Her work embodies the values she holds dear. Art and life are not separate. Still in the Time 100 Artists category, Rashida Jones, Renaissance Woman by Amy Poehler, who is a writer, producer, and Emmy-winning actor. Rashida Jones is a graceful and grounded example of open-hearted flow. I have had the privilege to call Rashida a friend for over 25 years, and there are not enough adjectives in the world to express her beauty both inside and out. Her work crosses genre in a way few can pull off. She lands jokes in Parks and Recreation and The Office. She serves dystopian sci-fi in Sunny and Silo. She leaves us breathless in The Social Network and Celeste and Jesse Forever. Not to mention her career as a writer and as a director, most recently of the beautiful documentary short, A Swim Lesson. Rashida treats life like an adventure, and she generously brings back something she has learned along the way. She believes in the power of music. She stands up for her friends. She is constantly searching for the truth. Rashida makes everyone feel cool, even though we all know she is the coolest. And she can dance us all under the table. Big brain, big life, big love for Rashida Jones. Kristen Wiig, that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, W-I-I-G, effervescent actor by Marielle Heller, who is a filmmaker. She is one of the best comedians of all time, and me and your dad know her. How can one person have the adoration of the snobbiest comedy nerds in the world, but also of my four-year-old? Because Kristen Wiig is effervescent, the human embodiment of Willy Wonka's fizzy-lifting drink. With Kristen in a scene, there's always liftoff, and not just in comedies. Kristen is one of the best dramatic actors out there. She can break your heart with a look, moments after making your stomach hurt with laughter. Kristen is not capable of giving a false performance. She brings the same dedication and truthfulness whether she is playing Gilly and Dunese on SNL or Annie in Bridesmaids or Maxine in Palm Royale. There is one problem. Editing her scenes is a terrible task. Picking just one take feels cruel, like casting diamonds onto the ground. Knowing the world will miss out on this version of that line or that version of this character. As I explain to my kids, she's probably the funniest person on the whole planet, and we are so lucky we are here on Earth at the same time as her. Don't you think it's cool that we know her? with her best gilly smile and silly little gilly nod, my daughter responds, "Sorry." Diego, Luna, Radiating Charisma, by Gael Garcia Bernal. Bernal is an actor and filmmaker. For endless reasons, Diego Luna is one of the most influential people in my life. I would say he is on this list for the same reasons. He grew up in the theater world, finding solace and adventure backstage. His mother, an artist and beloved costume designer, and his father, a master of set design, never thought Diego would find his own way and break through the first wall, in theatrical terms. But with his wonderful energy and ridiculously incredible charisma, he knew that on stage he was going to experience a catharsis for the common good. His laughter resonates and expands. We both discovered the wonder of cinema at the same time. I feel grateful that as a friend and a member of the audience, I've been able to experience his journey, his questioning, his profound search for something that makes everything better for everyone. Now we're in the T100 Leaders category. Claudia Sheinbaum, La Presidenta, by Jorge Ramos. Ramos is a journalist, author, and Emmy-winning host who anchored Univision News for 38 years. She likes to be called Presidenta with an A at the end. She made history in 2024 by becoming the first woman to lead Mexico. Claudia Sheinbaum, 62, a politician and climate scientist, is facing two major challenges: violence fueled by drug traffickers and the expansionist instincts of U.S. President Donald Trump, who has placed tariffs on Mexico, citing drugs and immigrant trafficking at the border. She has a self-described cool head leadership style, and her approach to cross-border negotiations seems to have won some grudging respect from her American counterpart. But despite making shifts in Mexico's security strategy, she has refused to criticize the past policies of her predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. More than 180,000 Mexicans were killed during his presidency. With the slogan, "It is time for women," she won the presidency, and her party, Morena, controls the Congress and most states. But we have yet to see what La Presidenta will do with that mandate. Donald Trump, Upending U.S. Policy, by Brian Bennett, who is a Time senior correspondent. No other modern president has as forcefully grabbed control of the U.S. government as Donald Trump. Within weeks of moving back into the White House, he fired prosecutors and inspectors general who might check his power, dismissed thousands of federal workers, stripped away global aid programs, gutted the Department of Education, and used wartime powers to send Venezuelan men from the U.S. to a notorious prison in El Salvador. He then stepped over Congress to make erratic tariff announcements that have shaken the global economy and baffled business leaders and voters. When he has not been trying to steer American culture to the right by pressuring companies and universities to shut down diversity programs, he is rattling U.S. allies by threatening to invade Greenland and end U.S. support for the Ukraine. The rest of his term will show just how much he can bend the country and the world before it breaks. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Public Health Disruptor, by Alice Park, who's a Time senior correspondent. For years, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has raised questions about vaccine safety. Now, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kennedy oversees the government's key health agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Kennedy believes parents should choose whether to immunize their children, which contradicts the science behind population immunity. Since January, a measles outbreak originating in Texas has sickened hundreds and led to the first deaths from the disease in the U.S. in years. Meanwhile, there have been cuts and layoffs in Kennedy's HHS. The CDC has removed immunization messages, and researchers requesting grants from the NIH have been warned to avoid referencing mRNA, the technology behind the COVID-19 vaccines. 2 months into his role, Kennedy is already having an outsized impact on U.S. health care. Teresa Rivera, Climate Commissioner, by Inger Anderson, who is Executive Director of the UN Environment Program. The science is clear. Unless we act and act fast, the world will miss our opportunity to effectively combat climate change. Europe is already feeling the impacts of a rapidly warming world, from deadly heat waves to devastating floods. Economies and livelihoods are under threat as the continent is warming faster than anywhere else in the world. Leadership has never been more important or more complex to navigate in such turbulent times. European Commission Executive Vice President Teresa Rivera is a leader who not only deeply understands these challenges, but also understands how to unite people during challenging times. I've sat beside her in negotiations and seen her sharp focus on ambitious solutions that benefit people and the planet. A Europe with a vibrant green economy, boosting jobs at home and abroad, benefits not only Europe, but also the world. If anyone can usher in a clean, just transition that addresses climate change and makes Europe competitive in a fractured world, it is Teresa Rivera. Ahmed Al-Shara, that's Ahmed Al-Sharaa, deposing Assad by Robert Ford, who served as U.S. ambassador to Syria from 2011 to 2014. Last December, after years of building a powerful armed faction, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, classified internationally as a terrorist group, Ahmed al-Sharaa and his rebel alliance toppled Bashar Assad's brutal government in Syria. Once aligned with al-Qaeda, then ISIS, the soft-spoken al-Sharaa later fought both groups aggressively to ensure his fighters answered to him. More recently, he assembled alliances with other Syrian rebels, often at gunpoint, and secured Turkish support. He also established a religiously conservative statelet in northwest Syria that ruled effectively and reached out to reassure minority groups to beat Assad. The ambitious al-Sharaa understood he had to become a political leader as well as a military force. Now interim president of all Syria, al-Sharaa balances between militants he once led and liberal Syrians relieved Assad is gone. Observers are left to wonder if al-Sharaa is an Islamist extremist whose moderate poses are only ploys for temporary political gain, or if he is a more pragmatic politician who exploited extremist groups to gain power. Two more from the Time 100 Leaders category. I may change my mind on that and do a few more. All right, Laying New Foundations, Muhammad Yunus, Y-U-N-U-S, by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Clinton, a Democrat, is a former U.S. Senator and Secretary of State. After a student-led uprising toppled Bangladesh's authoritarian prime minister last year, a known leader stepped up to guide the nation toward democracy, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus. Decades earlier, Yunus established the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh to empower the most marginalized communities through small loans, helping millions, 97% of them women, build businesses, sustain their families, and reclaim their dignity. I first met Yunus when he traveled to Arkansas to help then-Governor Bill Clinton and me set up similar programs in the U.S. Since then, wherever I have traveled in the world, I have witnessed the extraordinary impact of his work. Lives transformed, communities lifted, hope reborn. Now Yunus has answered his country's call once more. As he shepherds Bangladesh out of the shadows of oppression, he is restoring human rights, demanding accountability, laying the foundations for a just and free society. Keir Starmer, K-E-I-R, space, S-T-A-R-M-E-R, Shifting the Tide, by Ursula von der Leyen. Von der Leyen is European Commission President. As a young human rights lawyer, Keir Starmer fought against the death penalty in courts across the world. Throughout his career, he worked to safeguard the values of justice and democracy, even taking on Vladimir Putin's government, representing the widow of murdered Kremlin critic Alexander Litvinenko. Those same principles have guided him since he became the UK's prime minister this past July. Nowhere is this clearer than in his steadfast support for a sovereign and democratic Ukraine. Under his leadership, the UK has signed a 100-year partnership with the government in Kyiv and stepped up military aid. He's also played an important role diplomatically maintaining global support for Ukraine. With the world in a period of geopolitical turmoil, both the EU and the UK recognize the need to take responsibility for the security of our continent. As we embark on building this new security architecture, I am glad to have someone with Keir Starmer's dedication and strong principles as a partner. Two more I will read from the Time 100 Leaders category. Friedrich Merz, F-R-I-E-D-R-I-C-H, space, M-E-R-Z, Prescient Politician, by Mette Frederiksen. Frederiksen is the Prime Minister of Denmark. Europe stands at a crucial juncture in its history. Few articulate this better than Germany's Friedrich Merz. Europe must not only become stronger and more adept at addressing critical challenges such as security and defense, the future of Ukraine, enhancing competitiveness, accelerating clean energy, and managing migration. It must also act swiftly. From the outset, Merz has been remarkably clear on these priorities. His actions demonstrate a commitment to making bold and important decisions to bolster Germany's defense and, by extension, Europe's. There is a German saying, Der frühe Vogel fängt den Wurm, or the early bird catches the worm. It underscores the importance of timeliness and making the most of one's opportunities. Friedrich Merz is an early bird, and I am confident he will leave a positive and enduring impact, ensuring a strong and resolute Europe. Howard Lutnick, Lutnick, Pushing Tariffs, by Eric Cortaleza. Cortaleza is a Time senior correspondent. A year ago, Howard Lutnick was a Wall Street power player, running the financial services firm Cantor Fitzgerald. He amassed an estimated net worth of more than $2 billion. Now, he is at the center of Donald Trump's Washington. As the transition co-chair, he helped to shape the administration, vetting staffers, filling the cabinet with billionaires like himself. A U.S. Commerce Secretary, Lutnick was one of the main officials who urged Trump toward a maximalist approach on tariffs, which triggered a global financial panic. He's at times drawn the ire of White House aides and business leaders, and some suspect he could take the fall if the nation enters a recession. Others see Lutnick, 63, as trying to expand his influence. He's made moves to fold the U.S. Postal Service, an independent agency, into the Commerce Department. Either way, Lutnick's proximity to power reflects one of Trump's core bets, that success in business can translate into success in government. All right, we seem to have entered the Time 100 Pioneers category now and have the name of the person whose name is also on the cover of this edition, Demis Hassabis, D-E-M-I-S space H-A-S-S-A-B-I-S, AI Laureate, by Jennifer Doudna. Doudna is a Nobel Prize-winning biochemist, founder of the Innovative Genomics Institute, and professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Demis Hassabis is reshaping what's possible in science. His work at DeepMind, most notably the development of AlphaFold, which earned him a share of the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, is already accelerating discoveries across biology and medicine. The ripple effects are real. Labs around the world, including my own, are using his AI tools to tackle rare genetic diseases, antibiotic resistance, even climate-driven challenges in agriculture. Demis brings a rare kind of mindset to biology, one shaped by deep study of neuroscience, cognition, and computation. He does not just build powerful systems, he builds understanding. His approach reveals biology as a system of patterns we can read, predict, eventually design for in ways that have never been previously possible. In our conversations, I've been struck by his clarity of vision and sense of responsibility. He is building tools that do not just help us understand life, but help us shape it wisely. The future of biology will not be siloed. It will be collaborative, interdisciplinary, and deeply creative. Demis is helping us get there faster. Robert Montgomery, Transplant Trailblazer, by Kevin Longino, or Longino. Longino, CEO of the National Kidney Foundation. Renowned surgeon and humanitarian Dr. Robert Montgomery has revolutionized organ transplantation, expanding access and improving outcomes for patients worldwide. He pioneered laparoscopic kidney donation, using smaller incisions to make live donation safer and less painful. Other groundbreaking work, including developing strategies for domino-paired donations, has enabled thousands to receive life-saving organs despite biological barriers. Dr. Montgomery has also long advocated for the use of hepatitis C-positive organs, which would increase the organs eligible for transplant, and walked the walk in 2018 by accepting a hepatitis C-positive heart transplant for himself. He traveled to Ukraine during the war to perform transplants and deliver essential medical supplies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky awarded him the Order of Merit Medal. In 2021, Dr. Montgomery performed the first successfully genetically modified pig-to-human kidney transplant, advancing xenotransplantation and offering new hope for addressing the global organ shortage. In 2024, he performed a transplant on a woman who's become the longest-living recipient of a genetically engineered pig kidney. In February, FDA approved clinical trials for further xenotransplants of these modified pig kidneys to begin this year. Dr. Montgomery's work has indelibly shaped the future of transplantation. Cordelia Baer, that's B with an umlaut A, H-R, suing for climate justice, by Catherine Hayhoe. Hayhoe is a climate scientist, professor at Texas Tech University, and chief scientist for the Nature Conservancy. If climate justice had a formula, it could be this: one tenacious lawyer plus 2,500 determined senior women equals a ruling that redefined climate accountability. When Zurich-based attorney Cordelia Baer realized elderly women were dying at higher rates from extreme heat, she did not wait for politicians to act. She took them to court. As lead counsel for Klima Seniorinnen Schweiz, she held an 8-year fight to hold the Swiss government accountable for failing to protect its most vulnerable citizens from climate change, and she won. In a historic ruling last year, the European Court of Human Rights declared inadequate climate action by a government violates fundamental human rights to protection from the serious adverse effects of climate change on lives, health, well-being, and quality of life. This sets a new legal precedent for individuals to hold their governments accountable. With science, law, and relentless determination, Baer did not just fight for justice, she redefined it. We are still here in the T100 Pioneers category. Miles, M-Y-L-E-S, Smith, Inspiring Voice by Shabuzi. Shabuzi is a Grammy-nominated musical artist. I met Miles Smith in December at the Jingle Ball in New York City. Already a huge fan, I ran over and literally lifted him off the ground, filled with excitement. It honestly felt like meeting a long-lost brother. Miles sees music as a limitless form of expression and something meant to be shared with everyone. A singular talent, he has the ability to tell a compelling story over driven, energetic acoustic guitar instrumentals with the sort of raw timbre that proves singer-songwriter music is still alive in the age of top 40. A warm, funny guy with an honest smile and a big heart, Miles encourages us through his music to see the world and all the wonderful things life and love have to offer. His music is welcoming and familiar, and I'd love to see his story told in a movie one day. Thank you, Miles, for inspiring me and countless others with your gift. We are forever grateful. Serena Williams, The Game Changer, by Allison Felix. We may now be in the Time 100 Titans category. Felix is an entrepreneur and seven-time Olympic gold medalist in track and field. Serena Williams won the 2017 Australian Open while pregnant, then returned to tennis after a difficult childbirth experience that threatened her life. Her perseverance inspired her own comeback story. After an unexpectedly difficult pregnancy that required an emergency C-section and a lengthy recovery, I returned to the track to win two medals, a gold and a bronze, at the Tokyo Olympics. Even as she is moved away from professional tennis, Serena continues to be impactful. Whether it's through her venture capital fund that invests in companies founded by women and people of color, or joining the ownership group of the Toronto Tempo, a WNBA expansion team, or dancing during halftime at the Super Bowl, she continues to show that we as athletes are so far from one-dimensional. She does not have to do any of this. She could take a break from being in the public eye and raise her family. Instead, she continues to pave the way. So many female athletes see ourselves in Serena. A win for her is a win for all of us. Alex Karp, K-A-R-P, security evangelist by Nikhil Kumar, who is a Time executive editor. As Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R, the data analytics giant that works closely with U.S. armed forces and intelligence agencies, has grown in value on the stock market, its chief executive, Alex Karp, has become the embodiment of a new kind of Silicon Valley billionaire, an unashamed techno-nationalist who evangelizes Western power. In a February letter to his investors, he cited Samuel Huntington, the late political scientist who authored The Clash of Civilizations. The rise of the West was not made possible by the superiority of its ideas or values or religion, but rather by its superiority in applying organized violence, Karp wrote, quoting Huntington. He continued, Westerners often forget this fact. Non-Westerners never do. The aggressive language has won Karp, who recently co-authored the New York Times bestseller, The Technological Republic, Hard Power, Soft Belief, and the Future of the West, legions of followers. Meanwhile, business is booming. In the same shareholder letter, Karp announced that Palantir's revenue in 2024's final quarter had increased by 36% over the corresponding period in 2023. Miuccia Prada, Creative Force by Baz Luhrmann. Luhrmann is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker. Miuccia, M-I-U-C-C-I-A, Prada, P-R-A-D-A. Some artists have to isolate themselves from the world in order to create their work, while others are able to access their creativity simply by living. Miuccia Prada is the latter. She's relentlessly interested in life, in meeting new people, engaging in different cultures, going on creative adventures. Miuccia is incredibly intellectually robust and carries herself with an open and flowing energy. In addition to her great love of people, art, and life, she is authentic and a charismatic leader, one with a stunning clarity about decision-making and business. The fashion that Miuccia designs as the creative force behind Prada and Miu Miu, that's M-I-U-M-I-U, is completely true to her. She does not follow trends, she creates them. You can purchase something made by Prada 1 year and just know it will still be in fashion 5 years later, because she has built a brand that has its own place in culture. Prada is all about the quality and richness of life, and that is also true of Miu Chiu. Lisa Su, SU, Strategic CEO by Andrew Ng, NG, is the founder of Deep Learning AI and the managing general partner of AI Fund. This may be a bridge. We have 1 minute left. Lisa Su's leadership of AMD has been phenomenal. She became its CEO in 2014 when the company faced intense challenges, turned it around, and dramatically increased its market share in PC central processing units. She also expanded the company significantly in gaming, data centers, and in embedded devices. She oversaw the development of the Zen chip architecture and introduced the hugely successful line of Ryzen and EPYC processors. Her acquisition of chip maker Xilinx gave AMD new strength in programmable system-on-a-chip devices and inference accelerators. Most importantly for AI, she's positioned the company's chips to compete as a credible alternative to NVIDIA's graphics processing units. That was only slightly abridged. We have run out of time for today's episode of Time Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Patricia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Today's program is underwritten by G. Suggs Insurance. Please contact G. Suggs Insurance, your local independent agency, for trusted advice on home, auto, business, and life insurance. For more information, please visit gsuggsinsurance.com or call 919-875-8889. Time Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.